Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3165, Having Enough, by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com, and I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading articles to give us a little step in the right direction every single day. And with that, let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Having Enough, by Jay Money of BudgetsAreSexy.com. Every few weeks, I'll lean into my wife and whisper, "If I were to die tomorrow, I'd be a happy man." It freaks her the hell out, and rightfully so. But it's a reminder to her, and more importantly to myself, that as of this day in time, I have enough. I have enough love. I have enough things. And I almost have enough money. It's a pretty powerful thing to realize. When you truly have enough, you no longer spend energy or time chasing stuff in hopes they fulfill you. You still desire things like, say, millions of dollars or a six-pack of beer or six-pack abs, but you know deep down that you don't need any of that to be happy. They're just wants. You're thankful for what you have and you count your blessings for it. Everything else is just gravy. My friend Donna summed it up perfectly in a past article of hers. "I have everything I need and some of what I want." How many people get to say that and to mean it? That line has stuck with me for over a year and a half now. How beautiful it is to realize such a thing. How many people do we know who's genuinely satisfied with their lives and not forever chasing fulfillment and faux fulfillment at that? She later went on to divulge her income and why she's now fine living off $36,000 a year instead of $85,000 a year. And it's an interesting read if you ever have a few seconds to check it out. So how do you become content with a life so financially driven and fast-paced? By taking time to look around and acknowledge what you're thankful for right now. It's a lot harder to want more when you realize just how much you already have. For example, here are the things that first come to mind when I stop and do this exercise myself. I have two beautiful boys. I have one beautiful wife. I have a roof over my head with furniture and internet and electricity to keep me warm. I have tons of food and running water to keep our bellies full. I have a job I feel gives me purpose. I have a nest egg of money that's, knock on wood, growing. And I have a beating heart and a pulse. That last one's pretty important. But how often do you stop and consider that? How many people do you know who will never get more time here on earth? If you were to die the second you finished hearing the sentence, would you be passing on with a smile on your face? And I don't mean to get all sentimental up in here, but these are the things we often overlook in the midst of our chaotic lives. We're constantly chasing that next thing, whatever it is, and rarely take a few moments to soak in everything we've accomplished so far. When we hit $1,000 in savings, we want to hurry up and get to $2,000. When we pay off one credit card, we want to hurry up and pay off the second. As soon as we get a promotion at work, we want to go for the next one. All noble feats, which of course we should always strive for, but we also need to be better about relishing what we have now and give ourselves pats on the back too. Here, I'll give you a couple seconds to pause and think of one beautiful thing in your life right now. Close your eyes if no one's watching and if you're not driving or moving, and really concentrate on it. How would you feel if it were gone? How much better is your life with this thing in it? I sometimes have these moments in life where I'm walking down the street alone, and then all of a sudden feel this warmth of pure joy wash over me, as if to remind me to slow down for a hot minute and remember what living's about. I don't know where the heck it comes from or why it occurs when it does. It only happens every 3 to 4 years. But in those flashing seconds, I'm the happiest I've ever felt, and then wonder if I'm about to be scooped away and lifted into the heavens. The point of all this, of course, is just to remind you that things aren't so horrible all the time. We will have our shitty days and things that'll happen to us we'll never quite understand, but we'll also have a ton of joy and accomplished dreams come our way that we could never have imagined as well. In short, we have to do a better job of being thankful for what we have in this moment right now while we still have it, because Lord knows what our future holds. You just listened to the post titled Having Enough by J Money of budgetsaresexy.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Jay. Yesterday, I was talking about how everything becomes normalized after some time, like getting a new car. It's great at first, but within a couple of months, at least in my experience, you're not really thinking about, oh, how nice it is to drive this new car. And yet we often find ourselves wanting these things just because, even if we don't necessarily need a new car. I think the theme coming up on this podcast from time to time is one of the main reasons why I'm still driving my 12-year-old car. It might not be like full electric and new, but it works well. It gets me to where I need to go. It's known to be safe and reliable. And actually, it gets pretty good gas mileage. Having a new car would be nice, of course, but when I think about the cost versus the very temporary happiness I'll get from a new car, it just doesn't make sense for me right now. It will eventually, but hopefully I can get some more years out of the one I have now. So I don't know about you, but I appreciate this reminder because without it, who knows, maybe I would have spent thousands of dollars by now, but those dollars instead are earning interest or they're actually invested. So something to think about today. Hopefully you can appreciate some of the things that you already have. And I appreciate you being here every day with me. That's what's kept me going all these years. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.